Kate Miller into the game.
I'm glad he did. I'm glad he did.
22nd timeout with the Lakers.
I thought the pig would win the Oscar.
111-89.
You ever see the Oscar?
Be quiet.
All right, it is 11:35 p.m. on Friday, May 17th, 2024. And this is Basketball This Week Done Quickly. Well, not a lot of news. I guess let's just get into the playoff react. Not kind of weird. Unless you are tracking like super esoteric rumors about like LeBron James. Or, Okay, there is one bit of news. After Cleveland was eliminated, spoilers, there was a report, like instantly reports came out, from Brian Winters. But I did something the whole media has been saying for quite a while. Instantly the reports came out like, Donovan Mitchell is out and there's multiple teams that have trades ready for him, blah, blah, blah. And then the next day, Woj directly quoting Donovan Mitchell, which you almost never see. You almost never see Adrian Wojnarowski ever quote anybody on record, let alone a player. That like almost never happens, but he did it, and like he quoted Donovan Mitchell saying he's actually pretty happy in Cleveland. So that threw a lot of cold water on that sort of thing. But that's about as close as there's been to news in the last few days. Like, the WNBA is steaming along. The games are good. Check them out if you have time. But not a lot of news. All right, let's jump into the playoff react then. East, we'll start with Celtics-Cavs. The Celtics are going to Celtic, which includes, not embarrassing the Cavs, but, putting them out of their, ultimately winning the game. I was going to say putting out of their misery, but it seems like they just kind of let the Cavs hang around almost as long as possible before finally pulling ahead in the last couple minutes of the game. So, Celtics are going to Celtic, but they still look like one of the best, or maybe the best team in the league right now. So, it's not how hard you work; it's what you accomplish, right? So, Celtics definitely accomplished the win, accomplished the. First team to eliminate their opponent. I'm not going to do salutes this year. At least I don't feel like I'm doing them. I have like this idea in my head, for what I want it to be. And like, it doesn't quite come out in the editing. It's probably on me. I'm probably not a skilled enough editor. It's definitely on me. I'm the only person who works on this show, so I don't know who else it would be on. I don't think I have the talent or the skill to pull off what I'm trying to pull off there with the salutes. I have an idea of what I want to be in my head, and it's just not that in reality. So I'm just not gonna do it. But still, I do want to give respect to the Cavs. They fought really hard in that series and played some good basketball. They were just outmanned and outgunned. So, that's not fun. But hey, at least they don't have to worry about losing Donovan Mitchell unless they want to for some reason, which I don't think they do. But at least on Donovan Mitchell's end, he's pretty happy. So yeah. Knicks versus Pacers. There's only been one game since one Knicks versus Pacers game since the last one, which there was a lot of days off in this playoff series. But good on the Pacers. They like were a lot better on the effort play, so they really looked like they were taking the game a lot more serious. It's kind of weird though, like the Pacers, that full court press they do, just it doesn't work. I'm not the first person to point this out. Just about everybody has pointed out that like this full court press they do, it doesn't really seem to do a whole lot, right? It's just they end up like letting the Knicks just get into their normal half-court set anyways. Every time they don't speed them up, they don't force turnovers out of them. They just seem to be wasting everybody's time. But when they don't do that full-court press, like even in this, even like in this today where they were in a closeout game, it just doesn't seem like the starters have that same level of engagement on defense that they do when they do the press. I don't know if just the extra the extra 20 feet are allow them to remember, hey, oh, I'm supposed to play defense here or what. I don't quite know, but the defense is a lot better when they go ahead and do that press for sure. So even though the press doesn't do anything, it's not like affecting the Knicks at all. It does get the Pacers to play defense, so it works from that perspective. The Knicks look pretty, they just look dead. They just look super dead. They are down to seven guys, and it really shows. Josh Hart was also hurt in this one, and they're just out of bodies, and like just out of, just everybody looks tired. Like Brunson just was not engaged. I would say if it wasn't for like the intangibles of basketball, I would say bet the house on the Pacers, because like the Knicks look done. They look super done. But we've seen the Pacers on the road not respond very well. We've seen the Knicks like buoyed up by the energy of the Garden. There's some talk that Anunoby will be back. OG Anunoby will be back for Game 7. Man, I just slaughtered his name. I'm sorry. But there's talk that he may be back in Game 7, which would give the Knicks more defense and more scoring. So I don't know. they look really done though in this one. But hey, you know, that's why you take care of business at home, so you can look done at home, and then or you could look done on the road but still have another game at home. So should be an interesting Game 7 for sure. In the West, Thunder versus Mavs. The Thunder just looked 10 points. They just looked 10 points worse than the Mavs, and they just have this whole, ever since Game 1, just this whole series, they've just looked like a team that, because of the Mavs' defense and offense, it just looks like the Thunder are kind of like just missing 10 points, and they don't have a way to make up and catch up to the Mavs. They play hard and they like have good schemes. They just seem to be missing something. And like even the game they won, even winning Game 4, like the Mavs missed 10 free throws, and it kind of, that's why I'm kind of harping on that 10 number a bit. Sorry, it's rude to drink, but my lips are making weird noises, so I figured it was better to do that than that. But yeah, definitely one thing I noticed about the Thunder is that they play like they do play very hard in defense, but after made shots, like they seem to let up like just for that play after they make a shot, which is, it's really hard to pull away from opponent and to not eventually fall behind an opponent if you just let them score every time you score. So yeah, Thunder, there's definitely a lot of stuff for the Thunder to clean up. But I think about like SGA having like a super high another gear, which he might have it, but without that, I think this one's pretty done. Like Kyrie and Luka didn't even play that great in the last game, and like they were begging to choke that one away. Like they were playing hot potato with the ball, and then like one of them would toss it to PJ Washington, and PJ Washington would score, and kept the Mavs winning that game. Because man, Luka, and I don't know if they're tired or if they're hurt or what, but Luka and Kyrie have been checked out of the second half, or second, sorry, not the second halves, but the fourth quarters of both these games, which should be concerning if you're a Mavs fan, but they still look 10 points better than the Thunder, so there's probably not a lot of concerns going on in Dallas right now. They should probably win tomorrow. And of course, Nuggets versus Timberwolves. Timberwolves showed they weren't just like a one-trick pony in defense. Everybody played better defensively on the Timberwolves in this game, and like especially Ant-Man. Like Ant-Man was just straight up bad. He was just straight up bad on defense in game. In game five, I didn't quite clock it at the time, but like going back and watching it and like hearing some experts. Good podcast for you to check out is Game Theory by Sam Vicini. He really breaks the defense down, but like you could just kind of see all the mistakes that the Timberwolves were making in Game 5. In Game 6, they made none of those mistakes. They initially showed Jokic a lot of like different, just so many different looks, including occasionally Ant-Man being like the first person to pick him up, which is amazing. And they should have been burnt, but they weren't. And when like the rest of the Nuggets players don't play well, like Jokic is just kind of like he's good, not great. You know, and Jokic is a guy who needs his teammates to be like that quote-unquote inevitable player that people think he is. If you're able to get him in a situation where he has to look for his own shot and he does, and it's not like in the paint, he looks pretty human. He looks pretty good. He looks like a poor man Zubac in those situations, which, you know, a poor man Zubac still gets you some good baskets, but they all look like pretty hard work baskets. Whereas like Jokic, when he knows he can, when he can make the defense back off him a bit with all that great passing, when he gets help from his teammates, he can do that otherworldly shit. But like when it's all on him, and this is not a knock on him, by the way, this is how basketball works. There are very few players who did this all by themselves. It is a team game. Hakeem did not do it all by himself. Jordan did not do it all by himself. Shaq did not do it all by himself. Kobe almost did it all by himself once, but no, he did not do it all by himself. Everybody had a partner. Everybody had help. And the same goes for Jokic. Like he didn't get a lot of help in Game 6, and he looked very pedestrian. And then give all the credit in the world to the Timberwolves defense, because it was so much better. So much, like everybody just knew what their roles were, and they just executed so much better. And it really took the Nuggets out of it. And I guess Murray might have been hurt too, so that definitely probably has something to do with it. But also the defense just looked very locked in for the Timberwolves, so good on them. That Game 7 on Sunday is probably going to be pretty great. So definitely looking forward to it. All right, that's going to do it for this one. Stay safe, my beautiful friends, and I will talk to you later. Goodbye.